Yeah, Catherine, as you can see, I had some pictures there of what the Carindonagh River is like. There's a number of dead small trout, small salmon in the river. Yeah, it's down particularly to the amount of debris. The fish are getting so far up the river, they can't get any further up. Then the water levels have gone down and they can't get back down again. You know, we've been on about this now since August 24th last year, the state of the rivers. To date, no one has taken responsibility, and I think it's just it's really become a joke now at this stage that no organisation has taken any responsibility to do anything with the rivers. And well, it's just another accident waiting to happen again when we come onto the winter months again, when the water levels rise again. I don't know who's going to take responsibility when the same thing happens again, but you know, the organisations that have been pushing us not to, you know, go into rivers and not clean out rivers are the National Parks and Wildlife, the Fishery Boards, these organisations. And I would ask them organisations to, you know, have a look themselves now at these rivers and take a look at what they're saying and what they're doing, because I clearly think that what they're saying is totally wrong. And you know, it stands, if you just go down and have a look at the rivers now, and it's not just the Carindonagh, there's other rivers that the same thing's happening, and if they go down and have a look at that there now, I don't think the points that they're making stand up to anything at all.
Now, when you initially brought this up, you were mostly concerned about the risk of flooding that the amount of debris in the river poses, but now this has stretched into affecting the wildlife that's in and around the river and in the river itself.
Yeah, absolutely. It has bigger repercussions, Catherine, than just water at the minute, with wildlife dying. But look, again, the organisations that are meant to be looking after this, they're meant to be that over this, are the same organisations that are not allowing us to do any work. So I think both the OPW, the National Parks and Wildlife, the Fishery Boards, these organisations need to sit down and have a serious look at what they're saying, because, you know, at this minute in time, I don't think any of them know what they're saying. And that's a serious position for us to be in, because what they're saying and what's happening is two completely different things. And I think they really need to stand up now and have a look at themselves and have a look at what they're saying and look at how we can move forward and get rivers cleaned out before September, October of this year again.